council meeting for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017 is now called to order. I'd like to welcome everybody this morning.
Morning.
Under 2.0, changes approval of agenda. I have no changes to the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? A motion to accept the agenda would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Raymond Fisk. Any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. 3.0 presentations. We have a presentation this morning under 3.1. Events Liverpool update. Melissa Robinson, Steve Burns.
Good morning. Thank you for taking a few minutes there. We just wanted to give you a brief update on Events Liverpool and its role and just kind of where we see it going a little bit in the future. So for most of you are aware, but Events Liverpool is a collaboration of business, industry, and municipality as a subcommittee of the Chamber of Commerce. It brings forward a support of working together collaboratively rather than independently. There are a few things with Events Liverpool. It has no monetary budget. It exists to support and be a sounding board for potential event acquisitions, so it may develop bids, but as we've seen in the past history, it's usually the community maybe champion of the specific event or sport that actually kind of just brings more so the event to the community. However, we've always feel strongly that Events Liverpool is a good support role for major events as well. The primary focus is has always been for Events Liverpool is to bring medium to large events and positively impact economically to the community. So again, we mentioned that it doesn't have any funding capability, but it is a resource used when needed for industry as a sounding board for events that are coming to the area. So we feel strongly about the Region of Queens being a member of Events Liverpool, and that's why we take Steve here as helping be a lead role for it. I'm going to let Steve talk a little bit about that.
Thanks, Melissa. The region, as you're well aware, is a member of Events Liverpool. And under my new role, manager of events and promotion, really see it meshing well for the region. So, to Melissa's point that Events Liverpool is certainly made up of industry and business leaders in our community and knowledgeable folks. So it is just a natural tie that we should be able to leverage the great resources of the minds of Events Liverpool when it comes to developing our role as events people here at the Region of Queens. So, Melissa mentioned that we're basically out there and wanting to seek champions to support medium to large events. And so really part of my role is, to help provide competent advice and direction to those stakeholders that might want to become involved. And of course, seek advice and feedback from the Events Liverpool folks. We certainly want to evaluate and propose all major event initiatives that we may support or undertake as a promoter or an investor. And of course, part of the role too that I have is to assist organizations in their liaising with government agencies and solicit support for major events. So I guess in a nutshell, the relationship between the region and Events Liverpool continues, and we will continue to leverage each other's advice and knowledge and move forward seeking events that fit the profile for the region.
Councilor Fancyville, please.
Okay. Yes, Steve, so what you feel is your place is to look out and try to find something big to come in, right? I mean, not trying to look at what's coming in big and then joining on. It's more going out seeking things that could be out there, there's possibilities for the future.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a great point because, you know, at present I'm actively searching for events that could possibly fit the profile. Certainly any events that, you know, could possibly happen have to have champions and investors, people that are going to step up and take the risk and become involved and run an event. So there's been work done in the background on a number of things today.
Deputy Mayor McLeod.
Events Liverpool has done a great job to date. I know when they first started, I think it was a hockey game that was at Queen's Place that was an international event that was held here. And I think that's when it started, because you've been involved since day one, right?
Yeah,
very, very big event. And my question, I think, is are you only concentrating on events being held at our facilities at Queen's Place, or are there other events that could be held throughout the region as well?
Well, at our last meeting, we discussed that we really need to revisit the event strategy and the attraction strategy because the last time we did it, we think it's dated at this point, that we need to revisit it. And, you know, because we do have new infrastructure in the community that could bring different type of events to the area. So we're not focusing strictly on, for example, Queen's Place, Amera Center. We're focusing on the community as a whole. So in September, we do have a planning session planned to kind of revisit the strategy and what events Liverpool's mandate really is.
I know there's Events Lunenburg. Events Lunenburg, and I have happened to pick this up at the LCLC. They have these little cards that says, thank you for attending an Events Lunenburg County signature event. It's really nice to see that.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to pass that on to you.
I do.
But I wonder whether you collaborate with that group. I know that there's a type of competition, I guess, but you know, you really don't want to be competitive, but you want to work together. So maybe there's some events that they can't handle that you could, but they're kind of working together on trying to get the facilities or whatever that we have available that they couldn't handle.
Well, I mean, to date, Events Liverpool hasn't really been the core group that have been, I guess, developing the bids, I guess, in respect. It's been, you know, community champions, like I mentioned earlier. So, you know, like, those are the people that have an interest in that sport that are actually bringing the events to the community. So, I mean, I definitely like your suggestion and everything, but to this point, Events Liverpool hasn't really been an Events Liverpool event that's come. So, but the core people that are on the committee have been involved in the bidding. So it does go hand in hand, but
that's a discussion in your new strategy.
In Events Liverpool, you know, certainly exists without budget and exists, you know, in an information and, you know, could be promotional capacity and directional capacity for folks to steer them in the right direction or help them, you know, form committees and, again, bring people into their fold so they can promote and run their event. There's been site visits, you know, around the region for not just limited to Queen's Place. So, you know, from my perspective, certainly the medium to large event cycle is, you know, being expanded. So.
Any other councilor? Well, thank you, Melissa. And Steve.
Thank you.
Under 4.0, tabling of petitions. Are there any petitions to be tabled today? Second call for petitions. Third and final call for petitions. There are no petitions today. 5.0, public question comment session. Any member of the gallery that would like to speak, please state your name, address, and limit your comments to 5 minutes.
Bill Cox, 121 Bottom Road, White Point. I have a couple of points this morning. Number 17-2, of course, the veterans parking. notes on this, and as soon as I can find out, there are 19 veterans' plates that have been issued by the licensing bureau that's located on the other end of this building, over the years. But that doesn't mean that that's all of the veterans' plates that there are in Queens, because a lot of people do go and get their plates in Bridgewater. And they have no way of determining whether it's from Queens, Zillenburg, or whatever, it's just a number. But in the communities such as New Glasgow, and that is very much in favor of this, they also have, they have a large number of veterans in that locale, and as such, they didn't feel that it was a economic handicap to the community to issue free parking for the veterans. All I can say is that the local legion is hoping that this measure will be approved by council, so that those places can avail themselves of this opportunity. The only negative side of that is that in some communities they have limited that to Remembrance Day, and Remembrance Day is in the process of becoming a national holiday, and if that is the case, then it would be free parking anyway on national holidays. So that may be something that council might like to bear in mind in consideration of that particular item. The other items that I wish to comment on are 15.3 and 15.4. The last time that this came before council, which I believe was just before 2000, approximately 20 years ago, these are very divisive issues, and they're very divisive for council, and as a result, to prevent these items from dividing our community and to keep people thinking of a united community, these policies were brought in. Now, I recognize that every policy has to be reviewed from time to time to keep it up to date with what is happening, and particularly on 15.3, it was felt at that time, and it didn't proceed in that fashion, that the only flags which would be displayed on the municipal building is the three which are now in place, although at that time it was not the region of Queens that was on the flag, but the municipality. And the any secondary flag policy would involve the flagpole at the town hall, and that would be limited to any groups or organizations who were having a significant event in their community, such as a campaign, if it was a house-related issue and they had a flag, or a strip club if they were holding a district or national convention or something of this that had a significant impact on our community. In regard to number 15.4, I haven't heard any correspondence read to council in recent times, but at that time council were receiving a number of requests for proclamations for things such as national unions and Council of Canadians and stuff like that, and it was felt that, again, that this was divisive in the community because not everybody supported those particular organizations. So when consideration is being given by staff in regard to these items, it's hoped that maybe a look at the history might be approved as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Any other comments from the gallery this morning? Thank you very much. We will now move on to 6.0, approval of minutes, and under 6.1, we have approval of the regular council minutes for August the 8th, 2017. A motion would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fraley, seconded by Councilor Fancy. Any discussion?
favor of the motion? It's unanimous, thank you. We have nothing today under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. Under economic development, we have 8.1, municipal marketing strategy, an update. Jill, would you like to come forward?
So good morning, everybody. So this is an information report that comes out of the strategic priorities that council approved back in June. So that said that we were to develop a strategy to inform the 2018 budget and the actions required to market the municipality. So the project involves two parts. The first part is developing a paper on current marketing efforts and resources. And then the second part will be looking to the future and developing marketing strategies and the budget for the forthcoming fiscal year. So with my impending retirement from the municipality, this information report is the first step in the process and really just presents a summary of the current situation with regard to marketing and activities that we have been doing and will help those who come after me to work on the next part of the piece, which is due for delivery in December.
Questions of council? Councilor Crowley?
Not sure where to start. I just had some questions about the marketing activities that we're doing now. So really what you've done is compile everything that we've done in the past, whether it's kind of worked or not, and then we're looking at that and then refocusing on tweaking those or doing something different? Is that the point of this?
Well, I think anybody who looks to do a marketing strategy for the future is going to look at the current situation and what has been done in the past. So this will inform that work. It may not, it may, you know, be something far more far-reaching than anything that's been done in the past, but
right.
You know, that's really to be determined.
So you're assuming or hoping that the new person coming in will take this list and kind of dissect it and see what has worked, what hasn't worked? I'm confused why this is before council.
I guess it's really just an indication of that the progress we're making on council's strategic priority in this respect. It's stage one of a process.
I'll allow the CAO to give us an update.
Sure, and I guess just to clarify here, I asked Jill as one of the things before her retirement to do a report on the current situation on marketing efforts. So it's simply an information report.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. We'll need to engage with council, dissect what works and what are priorities and where we're focused. But what do we want to market? What is our next foray? As we get into the future. So this is just simply a broad status of the current situation.
Any other councilor? Deputy Mayor McGrath?
So then this would tie in with an economic development strategy as well, is that right? Or is this what in its own, the marketing strategy is a separate document than that, or the focus of it is?
Well, this was a strategic priority that council identified, a marketing strategy. I don't believe they've identified an economic development strategy as a piece of work in the forthcoming fiscal year at this time, anyway.
So are we marketing, should we be marketing Queens County as a tourism destination, or should we be marketing Queens County as a place to come and live and work and you know, establish? I think that's sort of a discussion that will take place when we do this strategy, the overall discussion.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we fit all that into and how we take action and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good report, Jill.
Thank
Thanks.
Any other councilor? Councilor Johnson?
Just a quick question. Who's going to participate?
shows is that overall we have a fairly reasonable financial resource for marketing. So it's my assumption is that the discussion will be is what's our focus and how are we going to get at what our priorities are going forward.
Councilor Crowley? Just to kind of follow up, there's some things that haven't been included, and I would just like it to maybe an extra list so that when we do go back to this, this is not just what we talk about, because there's some things like Vibe Talks. We have a partnership with Vibe Talks. Under other partnerships, you know, Privateer Days, it wasn't listed. One of the things we talked about was Saltscapes. We've been at Saltscapes for 17 years. We've now started a database, which is really important. So it would be nice to be able to go back and have that conversation about that. We talked often about new people moving in and working with realtors. So that's another part that we need to explore when we get ready to do that. Retired to Liverpool, I didn't see that on here. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Saltscapes is there, but being effective at Saltscapes, it means capturing the names from the creative database, which is a really important part of marketing. We followed that up with Donna Hatt, and that's one of the key reasons that we participate. And we've been seeing a lot happen with the Summer Ambassador this summer with newcomers, and I think there's ways to do something greater with that. So just to add that to the list when we start talking about this again.
Any other councilor? Thank you, Jill. Appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you.
We have nothing today under 9.0, corporate services. Under 10.1, engineering works, work department loader. Councillor Johnson, would you like to take the lead on this one?
Sure. It's recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the purchase of a 2017 Caterpillar 938 loader from Atlantic Tractors and Equipment for a purchase price of $226,691 plus HST.
Seconded to that motion, Councillor Fisk.
Sure. This is a scheduled replacement. Generally, we keep loaders for 15 years. During that 15 years, they accumulate anywhere from 17,000 to 20,000 hours, and it is time to replace this one. We, along with the bid, what we've done on the last several units is to purchase a 7-year, 7,000-hour warranty, and over the last couple machines, that has come in valuable because it saved us a fair amount of money when you're into hydraulic pumps. And in fact, one here a little while ago had replaced an engine that was under warranty, right? So that's kind of what we do now. The prices came back. The low bid, Atlantic Tractors, it actually is another 938, the low bid, and that is within budget, within allocation. So it's good to go, I think.
Any questions or comments to councilors? Councilor Kelly?
I'd just like, because I want to take this opportunity to learn a little bit about this, because I don't know, what would a loader do for us? Like, what to use it for?
The payloader, it's one of the ones, it's got the bucket out front with the big wheels come up with that far, obviously. They have carry gravel to the jobs. We use it to plow snow in the wintertime. That's the one with the big wing on the side that you see, like when we get a lot of snow. And that's what this unit will do. So we use it in construction, we use it for sewer repairs as well, we use it for snow removal. So it's a pretty well-utilized key piece of gear, like in works department, not just for construction, but for utility work as well.
Okay. How long did the last one last us?
We generally, I think the last one we traded in was a 99, and that was 2 or 3 years ago. So we get about 15 years
okay.
is what we do. And at the end of 15 years, I mean, they're well used, right? But they still have a little bit of residual value. For instance, this one here, We were credited $35,000 for it on trade-in. And what this number includes is the cost of the warranty, less the trade-in value, and so on.
Councilor Johnson?
This, Brad, all fits in with the, like, a whole schedule of replacement.
That's
for
correct.
All our loaders.
Yep.
The landfill site.
That's right, the landfill. There's two loaders out there, and I think the next one is a 2005, so that'll be coming up in a few years.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure we use the same form.
Yep. Yep.
Because usage is probably.
Now, the one at the landfill has quite a bit more hours on it. That's already got about 18,000 hours on it, and it's a couple years from replacement, but those hours are a little bit different because that's carrying waste. That's not digging, you know, and using a lot of breakout force, so that's still good for a few more years.
Councilor,
how many loaders do we have here?
Four. Two at the landfill and two within the Works Department.
And they're all 938s?
No, there's three that are John Deere 624s, and that was the second bid here, and one is a 938, the one we're trading in.
Any other council? Are you ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? Yes, it's unanimous. Thank you, Brad.
Do you want to give me an update? I was all ready to give one today. No?
If you would like.
Okay.
Sure.
I thought I was going to, right?
We won't refuse that.
Well, I heard I was, so.
Sure.
Just the Capital Works update, just a few projects working on there. The town hall, the roof and wall repairs are ongoing, of course. The shingling is progressing well, nearly complete that part of it. We'll focus on the wall and the rot repairs here soon. Main and School Street upgrades. The pump, the piping, the underground piping installation is nearly complete. We just need to connect the services and install a manhole at the School and Church Street intersection. That's being done today. From there, we'll charge and chlorinate the water main, test it, put it into service, and then remove the temporary water line that's being fed on those properties now. And after we remove that temporary water line, then we've got to go down at the bottom of School Street in Main, because we've got to disconnect the bypass, which kept those properties on water at that time. From there, we'll be moving into the curb gutter and sidewalk installation on School Street, and catch basins with that, of course, along with the road surface preparation leading to asphalt here in a couple more months. Other than that, the miscellaneous jobs that we're doing and we continue to do, we've numerous items on that list. We reviewed them in the foreman here a few days ago. And, you know, there's quite a bit to do, but, you know, we just keep picking away at them and get them done before winter time, as resource and priorities permit, because, I mean, things can change.
Any questions of councilors? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I thought you'd be glad when that job's done.
That was a large project, School Street, yeah. And again, we normally wouldn't do a big phase at one time, but because of funding considerations that became available to us, we found, that it was a little unusual that we had to get it all done at once. Because
sure.
I know in the planning process, I had broken that over into several years. Right.
Now, Brad, well, some of the houses that were the, like, are there new houses going into our sewer system from that extension up there, or the work that's carried on?
Well, what we're doing now, from the four-way stop up towards the hospital RCMP, that section, see, they'll be tied into School Street now, whereas before they went down Waterloo and outfall to the harbor,
the
other harbor. That's correct.
Oh,
including that. So that will be tied in under this phase of work.
Yes.
And the next phase, of course, given new infrastructure projects, will be collecting all that Waterloo and removing that outfall down there.
But the big concern,
but the hospital is collected this year at the conclusion
great.
Of this job.
That's good.
And it's collected now, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Great. Good to hear. Thank you.
Any other councilor? Councilor Frilly?
I saw some work being done in Privateer Park with the sidewalks.
Yep.
Is that just a replacement?
Yeah, there was a few cracked sidewalks there, and some had a bit of a ledge on them, so we had to take out a number of them there, and that was poured yesterday, I believe. Placed, yeah.
So the ledges are gone now?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect.
Councilor Kelly?
So are you saying, well, your hope is, I think the project was going to go to the end of October anyway, or before that time where it's no longer feasible to be in the ground, but is that still?
No, we had in our plan, and we knew we could get that accomplished, that project would have been done and always had planned to be done during this construction season, so
yeah.
The weather wouldn't have prevented getting it all complete.
Right.
So you have to, you know, the paving plants, they generally shut down last part of November.
Okay.
So that's always kind of your deadline, right? Because
okay.
It comes past that, you don't get it paved, right? So
do
you have to make sure
right?
You hit that target.
So our plan right now is that we're hopefully finished up by the end of November?
Well, I suspect we'll be done before then, but yes, we will be done this fall on that. It'll all be put back to rights and
yeah, okay.
Traffic can go back to their normal patterns and everybody
yeah.
Will be happier, right?
I get a lot of questions and I just keep saying, yeah, a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, getting the sewer all in, that and the water and the storm sewer, and
yeah.
That was a big step that we're just a few hours away from completing.
Councilor Johnson?
I know this isn't a capital project, but I want to recognize that, thank Brad for the work at the Lakeview Apartments at the sidewalk, that safety issue, and certainly for maintenance for the winter. So
sure, thank you.
Good job there, so.
Yeah. Any other Councilor Fancy?
Going up School Street, all those where they were going before, going up to the, basically going up to the harbor, as we capture them, are they new
no.
connections that cause us,
no.
It brings financial to us or not?
No,
or
those would have been existing sewer customers,
oh, okay.
So they're not new sewer customers,
okay.
They're not new charges.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other councilor?
I just have one more question about Privates for Park.
Yep.
In that sidewalk, when you walk along the waterfront and
mm-hmm.
you pass behind the DIC,
yep.
And there's one section that comes down quite high, and then there's no sidewalk?
Correct.
Is there any chance of having that repaired or corrected?
Now which one, Councilor Freilich? What repair what?
What's that?
What?
It's where the sidewalk that goes along behind the DIC.
Yeah.
And so when we're, you know, we have the wheelchairs out, we can go behind that, and then there's a large ledge. That
is there? Okay, I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, and I think it actually goes into ground. And
we'll look at that.
Reconnect
sure.
With the nice
yep.
Sidewalk.
Yep, no problem.
That would be,
yep.
Thank you.
Any other councilors?
Okay.
Today under 11.0 finance, under 12.0 recreation and community facilities, we have 12.1 tournament and special event for the full baseball club. Councilor Muse, would you like to take the lead on this?
I move that the council of the region of Queensland Municipality approve a tournament / special event assistance grant in the amount of $500 to the Liverpool Baseball Club to be funded from the community grants and programs budget line of the recreation and healthy communities department.
Seconder, Councilor Fancy. CAO, would you like to brief us on this?
Sure. So this is an application that fits with our grant program. Director of Recreation and Healthy Communities, Megan's assessed it and recommended the approval. There are no entrance fees for each team in this event. The host team takes on all the expenses, and some of those expenses include umpires, which are $90 a game. Groundskeepers are a couple hundred bucks. They need about $150 of baseballs, $300 of few flags, coolers for water. So this was a grant that clearly fits this program's request.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Fancy?
I remember last year was the first year they brought this back where they had provincials coming here. And I think this would be classified as peewee, so I believe that's what it is under 13. And it's fantastic to be able to get provincials here because the ball field is so underutilized. Now we have teams playing out of here and we have actually something happening here. I think it's a fantastic thing what they're doing.
Any other councilor? Councilor Kelly?
Yeah, I'd also like to recognize the fact that, you know, as Jack says, there's a huge opportunity here, and I believe that the Liverpool Baseball Club is another club that maybe the region should be forming a partnership and working with them, because one of those fields is the field, I believe it's the Thorburn Field that the region owns, and the baseball club takes care of the other field, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I do believe, talking to the president of the Liverpool Baseball Club, that baseball field may need some work, and they're working on the other ones. I think that maybe there's a larger conversation that maybe needs to take place to work, because I believe if those baseball fields are brought up to a certain standard, then we would have a much bigger opportunity to bring more. I mean, they've obviously proven that they're interested in bringing in larger events so that this could be an economic driver for our community if it's managed properly.
Another councillor? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We'll move on to 13.0 planning. We have under 13.1 sale of municipal land, King Street, Liverpool. Councillor Kelly, would you take the lead on this?
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality enter into a purchase and sale agreement with Sandra Allison and Jenny Jedry for the sale of a 10-foot wide strip of municipal land in front of their property on King Street in Liverpool.
Seconded to that motion? Councilor Kelly? Mike McLeod, the planner, would you like to give us an update on that?
Sure, just a little bit of history, I guess. Back in 97, municipality closed a portion of King Street, a 10-foot wide section, with the intent of conveying that to some of the abutting property owners, as was an unutilized portion of the King Street right away. So this item was actually brought before council back in 2016 to sell a piece in front of Ms. Allison and Mr. Jedry's property. However, there was some technical difficulties with their parcel of land, and so the purchase and sale, the closing date was not met in that transaction. So those technical issues have been since rectified, and they've asked that we bring this back before council for approval of the sale of that 10-foot wide strip in front of their land. So.
Questions or comments of councillors? Are we ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Yes. Unanimous. Thank you very much. We'll move on to 13.2, Jackson Parking and Municipal Parking Meter. Councillor Kelly, would you like to take the lead on this?
It is recommended. No, we had it changed. It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give first reading for a revision to Bylaw 9, a bylaw respecting parking meters.
Seconded to that motion? Councilor Hanson? Mike, would you like to give us an update on this?
Actually, I'll first take the lead on it.
Thanks, Mike.
So following requests from council to look at this opportunity to recognize veterans in our community, we had a paper done that reviewed the practice in other municipalities, and we found that, that practice has been adopted in other areas. It's not necessarily common, and however, we believe that the financial implications of waiving the parking meter fee for veterans is nominal, and staff recommend that moving this forward,
appropriate. Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Kim?
Are there other, like I think of even like down the States or anything, do some of the people have veterans on their plates too? Would we recognize those as, or is it just for local? I mean, how do we?
Yes, says veterans.
There's a lot of them veterans, it's veterans. Okay.
Any other council? Councilor Crowe?
I just have a question about the six spots in front of the post office. And I'm assuming that is, you're including that in with this bylaw change?
So as per the report, no. It was asked for staff to look at it. We're recommending that from a practical standpoint. That would be difficult to enforce and implement. So we're recommending that it not be brought forward that we have.
So it has no play in this in what we're voting on today?
It's not included.
Any other council? Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? That is unanimous, thank you. We'll now move on to 13.3, Friends of Hank Stone Society lease renewal. Councilor Fancy?
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality renew a lease with the Friends of Hank Snow Society for the former rail station in Liverpool for the continued operation of the Hank Snow Hometown Museum.
Seconded. Councilor Crowe? CAO, if you look for nothing on this.
You can pass that back to me.
Yes, this is actually just a renewal of the lease that I guess the former municipality of Queens entered into with the Friends of Hank Snow Society back in 1994. That was a 21-year lease for the building and land around that, which now house the Hank Snow Hometown Museum. The current lease has presently expired, and we've been working with the Friends of Hank Snow Society on redrafting a new lease for their continued operation of the museum at that location. So essentially the terms are essentially the same as what they had with the original lease. So this is for a term of another 20-year term to allow their continued operation at that location.
Any questions of council? Councilor Fancy?
Yes, I can read this stuff, and sometimes it's kind of hard to understand. If I look at an appendix A down there, where it is hereby mutually agreed that the society accepts the premises hereby demised in its present condition, and the municipalities have no obligation whatsoever to perform any work or services thereof. Does that mean, like, say, because I don't know if we have different leases with different places, but if, say, the roof was leaking, is that their responsibility to fix the roof, or is that our building to be able to repair the roof? Things like that, or, you know, that's rather than it says here any additions or anything, sewer and everything, that's all, you know, if they want any additions, if that's theirs, but how do we do with repairs?
All maintenance of the building is that of the society, that essentially they have the lease for the operation and maintenance of that of that property. So
what would be our responsibility, I guess, is such?
I don't believe we have any responsibility for that.
Okay. No, I just asked.
Councilor Kelly?
We just own it.
That's correct.
What's the value of the lease?
It's for a nominal fee of a dollar.
So we lease it to them for 21 years for a dollar for 21 years, or a dollar, 21?
Well, it's
a dollar per year?
Yeah.
Or is it a whole dollar for the whole 21 years?
It's considered a nominal fee. It's a dollar per year. But
okay.
So it's...
So, do we know the value of the building? I'm just considering after 21 years, I mean, they've done it for 20 years. I know they get it for nominal. Their responsibility. Why don't they just buy it? Has there ever been conversation about them purchasing this building?
my knowledge.
Deputy Mayor McBride?
Is this building exempt from municipal taxes or do they pay taxes?
We exempt them right now.
Okay, so they don't have any municipal taxes?
Well, technically we are the owner of the
Yes, yeah.
the property, so.
Yeah, I just, and another question is, if they wanted to do any renovations or additions or whatever, they have to get prior approval from us?
That's right.
Any other counselor? Counselor Clancy?
And the other thing, all the work they've done has just been nothing but possible. It's never been a negative to anything.
No, absolutely.
So if we were looking at resale value, the resale value would be higher than what they first took it on.
Any other counselor? Are you ready for the question of the motion? All those in favor of the motion? It's unanimous, thank you very much. We'll move on to 13.4, appointments to the Heritage Advisory Committee. Counselor Fitz, would you like to take the lead?
Recommendation that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve Lisa Conway, Chris Maslin, Danielle Robson, Linda Rayhus, Linda Moulton, Stephen Miller, Stephanie Miller Benson, and Brian Benson to the Heritage Advisory Committee.
Seconder to that motion? Counselor Johnson? Mike, would you like to give us an update?
Yeah, this is just appointments of under the Heritage Properties bylaw that Heritage Advisory Committee members be appointed by council. As representatives under the bylaw, there needs to be representation from the Queens County Museum as well as the North Queens Heritage Society. So we've been able to get a number of reappointments for that committee. So these are the names that were forwarded as expressing interest in serving on that committee.
Any questions of councillors? Councillor Kelly?
I just have some questions about this committee. I was on it many, many, many years ago, and I'm wondering what the purpose of this committee is and its effectiveness and what you plan to achieve with these new members on it.
Essentially, the bulk of the work is making, I guess, recommendations to council on properties for municipal heritage designation. That's, I guess, their primary focus. There hasn't been a whole lot of those applications that have come through in the last number of years, but that's certainly their primary focus is to make those recommendations to council for.
So how many would you say have come through in the last 15 years?
Six or seven, perhaps.
Successful?
Yeah.
Deputy Mayor McBride?
Mike, is there an opportunity, is it just built heritage or can it be like bridges and that sort of thing that they would recommend within the region's geographic
area? I guess under the Heritage Property Act there's a spectrum of things. The built heritage is I guess probably the most recognizable, but there's streetscapes, there's heritage conservation districts that fall under
which
that.
Which we attempted years ago.
That, yeah. But there's things like structures like bridges, and we've done a couple of cemeteries, that sort of thing, so it's not necessarily built, but encompasses a number of areas. So.
Yeah. So they can look into that. When is their meeting?
Well, I guess we'll set that up once the committee's formed. It's usually, I guess the second part is we'll need a couple of council appointments to this committee. I'm there as a staff representative on that committee. So, yeah.
And the third part of it is because this is a recognized committee like the PAC, our representative from North Queens, and I struggle with this part of getting inclusion, would they be compensated for travel?
Yep, there's variable expense components that, yeah.
That's been an ongoing issue.
Yes, that's right.
Counselor Kelly?
I'd like to know, when you said before that they would look at applications that came through for heritage designation, does the committee also have a mandate to look at our community with regards to heritage properties or how the region should be viewing what we have here that should be designated as heritage properties?
Certainly we've done that in the past, Counselor, that looking at I guess properties that are of heritage significance within the community on a broad basis and creating a, I guess essentially an inventory of those buildings that perhaps have potential for recommendations, but it's really up the owners of those properties to come forward. So I guess we can certainly encourage that because we have a wealth of those assets within our community and recognizing those and promoting those.
And that's why I think it would be valuable information from this committee to work with the planning advisory committee as well, so that we are understanding of, you know, when we're dealing with properties on that committee, what heritage potential that there are in some of the properties, and when we're making decisions on planning decisions. Do you think that they'll take would they be able to take a key role in the NPS and LUG review?
There's certainly a section in the NPS that deals with heritage,
right,
and culture and things like that. So certainly there's input that could be derived from that community.
Right. Okay. Great.
Another counselor? Ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Actually, I guess just the second part to that, I guess with the, we didn't, when council appointed councillors to various committees, we didn't address the Heritage Advisory Committee, so I guess we need two representatives of council.
So we'll take that away. We'll have to pull it.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Great.
We'll move on to 14.0 reports, and under that we have 14.1 building officials monthly report. That is in front of you. Any questions or comments of councillors on that building monthly report? Hearing none, we'll move on to 14.2, bylaw enforcement officer report. Any questions or comments of councillors on this report? We'll move on to 14.3, traffic authority report. And that is submitted by Staff Sergeant Derek Smith, who's unable to be here today. And I'm understanding that next meeting we will have a representative of the RCMP present to do a presentation. Any questions, Councilor Crowe?
Just one question. A lot of the things that were requested seem to be based on the new standards for crosswalks. And do we know when that's happening? Is that the question for the RCMP?
CAO, do you have any information on when that will occur?
My understanding is it's imminent, Staff Sergeant Smith can confirm that. I believe it was this fall.
So we'll have this report to ask questions again.
Yep.
Okay.
And moving on to the next one, 14.4, RCMP monthly report. That is in front of you, and again, Staff Sergeant Smith will be discussing that next week. Councilor Fisk?
I understand that the Staff Sergeant will be here in the next meeting. I'm wondering if it's wise, maybe every second meeting or so, that we have the RCMP report.
He will.
Yeah. So
normally, it should be a monthly function.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, councilors? Okay. Again, the
same for 14.5, which is the May monthly report asking if you have that in front of you. Anything on that one? Hearing none, we'll move on to